The World This Week. Business.
Alphabet's latest earnings pleased investors. Revenue from Google Cloud rose by 35% year on year, and operating profit in the division surged from $266 million to $1.9 billion, allaying worries about small returns from the huge amount of money that Alphabet is spending on artificial intelligence. Overall, net profit increased by 34% to $26.3 billion. Microsoft also reported big increases in revenue and profit on the back of its cloud computing business. AI services accounted for 12 percentage points of quarterly growth at its data centers. The tech-heavy Nasdaq composite hit a new closing record, having rebounded from a slump earlier in the year. With both companies trying to establish their dominance in the cloud, Microsoft accused Google of using an AstroTurf lobby group to discredit it with competition authorities and policymakers and mislead the public. AstroTurfing is the practice of promoting a message or organization while disguising its real backers. Microsoft claimed Google used shadowy campaigns against it in the past and was funding various industry commentators and academics to attack it. Google retorted that it belonged to a number of different trade groups that advocate for issues important to us and our customers. Meta also said its investment in AI was delivering strong momentum as its earnings beat expectations, but added that such spending would rise significantly next year. Reddit reported its first ever quarterly profit, sending its share price up by 40%. The social media platform made its stock market debut in March. It had 97 million daily active users in the third quarter, up by 47% compared with the same period last year. Volkswagen reiterated the importance of its turnaround strategy as it reported a 64% drop in third quarter net profit year on year. Vehicle sales fell by 8% in the quarter. VW wants to close three factories in Germany, its home country, according to the carmaker's staff representative, slash tens of thousands of jobs and reduce pay by 10%. Industrial action looms. The European Union's new tariffs on imported Chinese-made electric vehicles came into force. The new duties, which come on top of an existing 10% levy, range from 7.8% for Tesla's imports to 35.3% for SAIC's cars. The EU says China's carmakers benefit from state aid that undercuts European rivals. A furious China has retaliated by imposing an anti-dumping measure on European brandy and is considering other punitive policies. Quarterly revenue at BYD overtook that of Tesla for the first time. The Chinese maker of electric cars chalked up $28 billion in sales for the third quarter, ahead of Tesla's $25 billion. BYD is facing an additional 17% tariff in the EU, a market that is driving its global growth ambitions. Elon Musk has pledged to increase Tesla's sales by 20 to 30% next year, a goal that many investors doubt he will be able to achieve. Boeing raised $16 billion from selling equity, one of the biggest share sales ever, and another $5 billion from other securities. The cash injection staves off the likelihood of a downgrade of its credit rating to junk status. The aerospace company is reportedly in the early stages of considering a sale of its space business, which includes the troubled Starliner project. Meanwhile, fresh talks took place with unions to try to end the 6-week strike at Boeing's West Coast factories. The Bank of Japan left its main interest rate on hold at 0.25%. Ueda Kazuo, the bank's governor, gave little away about when the next rate rise might be. Some analysts think the political uncertainty caused by October's surprising general election result may mean the central bank delays any increase until next year. America's economy expanded by 2.7% in the third quarter year on year, or by 2.8% at an annualized rate. The euro area's GDP grew by 0.9% in the third quarter, the best year-on-year performance since the first quarter of 2023. Spain's economy was 3.4% bigger on that basis, while Germany's shrank by 0.2%. UBS made a net profit of $1.4 billion in the third quarter, well above market forecasts. Like others in the industry, the Swiss bank benefited from surging revenues at its investment bank. Zhang Yiming, the founder of ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, is now China's richest man, according to an annual report compiled by Hurun, a private research group. Mr. Zhang's wealth is estimated to be $49 billion. The number of Chinese billionaires plunged to 753 in 2023, down by a third from a peak in 2021. China's economy and stock market had a difficult year, said the report's understated author.